and then fight. For now, we'll wait.
Not that they had to wait for long. Almost as soon as they had fully risen and armed themselves, a panting and short of breath Bodhi appeared in the entrance to the unit. He paused, taken aback by their readiness.
Aelin wants to see you. Now.
They followed the Fatsec man through the tunnels until they reached the main hall. The tunnels were alive with Vildwellers on their way to and from the armory, taking up blasters that some of them looked uncomfortable handling. For JB, this was a bad sign. If you didn't feel happy with a blaster, then you shouldn't be given one, lest you end up being more of a danger to yourself than the enemy. When they reached the hall, Aelin was seated at the table, with Harvey standing in front, leaning over the table, and jabbing at a map while talking in low undertones. Jenna was with them, and looked past the sec chief to where Bodhi led the companions. The Baron didn't stand on ceremony.
Ryan Carter, if there is a time for you to repay our hospitality, then it's now. Tell him, Harvey.
The sec man acknowledged the one-eyed warrior with a brief nod, swinging the map around on the table so that Ryan's party could see it clearly.
We post 2-man center teams at 4 compass points in a 1-mile radius around the entrances to the Ville. Nothing much happens, but you can't be too careful. I've been expecting something since we took back the children, but this is nasty. Rankine and Wilson took the southeast point here,
he jabbed at the map,
which is right in line with Somptvogel. That fucker Sunchild wasn't chilled when Four Eyes there shot him, and he's madder than hell. Used his muti blood to get some stickies under his control, and a group of stickies and sun children are headed this way.
Got stickies here? What like?
The muti stickies shared some characteristics that were common, but as time went on, there were generations that became more mutated, in strange and bizarre ways.
Fuck it, Whitey. Stickies are sticky to me. You muties may be able to tell each other apart, but I can't. Just know they're coming.
Jack's face grew whiter at the insult, but he stored his hatred for later.
Okay, so we know the Sun Children may all be armed after the raid, but we can assume the Stickies won't be. Where the fuck do they come from?
Ryan tried to figure where the Sticky community would be, and thanking their luck that they had avoided them on their way to the Ville.
Does it matter where? Just chill the fuckers.
Maybe. But if we know where they come from, we can be ready for any second wave.
JB felt like an adult explaining something to a stoop child. He ignored Jenna's look of pure hatred and continued.
The last thing we want is to be taken by surprise.
Surprise is that there are any. Must be a nomad band looking for a new land. I haven't seen any around here since I was a kid.
Let's hope they haven't left any at Somptvogel then. So what's your plan?
Harvey gestured at the map.
Meet them here and here. Pin them from both sides without reaching parties in case they're running little surprises for us. Figuring we'll do that. Maybe they won't know they've been spotted and we'll get lucky. Thing is, my boys aren't that many, and the rest of the folks here ain't really fighters. We could use some help.
Ryan nodded. He could see that the request came directly from the Baron, and was sticking in the sec chief's craw, even as he asked. He confined agreement to a nod, not wanting to aggravate the situation by further comment. Besides which, time was short.
Thank you, Ryan. I'll be with you as this threat hits raw. We leave immediately.
Harvey left 5 secmen in charge of the Ville. Each secman headed a section, raw being divided into geographical segments. The armed inhabitants were under their section leader. This left Harvey in charge of 20 secmen, with Aelin allowing Harvey, as sec chief, to head operations. Ryan and his people were assumed to be under Harvey's direction. They were content to do this unless it led them into unnecessary danger, where they each privately reserved the right to take appropriate action. They marched through the tunnels at double speed, unable to run because the width of the passageways demanded a disciplined exit. As they marched, Harvey assigned parties of secmen, directing them on their courses of action when they broke surface. At one junction, the party divided into 2, the second group of sec forces heading for another exit, the better to approach the pincer movement Harvey directed. Ryan's party followed Harvey and Aelin, heading for the exit by which they had first entered Raw. When they broke surface, the humidity hit them like a wave. The air just below the surface was less fresh, but was cooler and not filled with the sickly sweet smell of the forest undergrowth. As the first sec team emerged, they took up guard positions until all were safely out of the exit and in a position of defense. The entrance to the Ville was closed and disguised before Harvey mustered his forces. Having filled them in fully on the plan he had earlier explained in detail to Ryan and his party, he deployed his forces, sending them out on a long semi-circular run that would intercept with the course the Muti war party was taking. Before the party split, JB glanced at Ryan.
You sure he's got that right? Reckon they'll take the direct route?
Not much intelligence or tactical sense among them, and they'll probably want to take the most direct route. Figure Harvey's probably got it about right. Best to stay triple red on the run out, though, just in case he's underestimated Sunshot himself. Just like he thought he didn't have blasters.
The armorer agreed, pushing his fedora back and polishing his spectacles.
They'll usually say this, but good luck. We may need it yet.
He was only too well aware that the forces they knew they could rely on, themselves, were to be split in two by Harvey's division of sec forces.
Hey, Cyclops! You and the blaster boy stop yakking. We got work to do.
Ryan's face set, hiding his anger. Harvey's ability to use his tongue harshly at the wrong moments would get him into serious trouble one day. But not today. Not when there was a larger enemy. The Muti raiding party was making no attempt to disguise its progress, and Ryan was able to hear them from some distance. He was in an ambush party that included himself, Christy, Jack, and the Baron. Downey, the silver-haired and snake-hipped sec man with the sharps, was in charge, although he was suitably deferential to his Baron. Alien had confessed to being no fighting man, and he was proving that by being more of an obstruction than a help, his bulk becoming easily snagged on the sharp spines running down the stems of some plants and tripping over tree roots hidden in the creepers that moved alarmingly around his heavy-footed tread. There were 9 other sec men in the party, and Blake was one of them. The wizened and dark sec man dropped back to help the Baron struggle through the undergrowth. Jack fell back in line to assist him.
I hate to say this, Baron, but are you sure you're doing the right thing coming with us?
I'm your leader. Well, that means in times of trouble, as well as peace.
Baron, not much good if chilled.
Downey glanced over his shoulder at Jack.
Time to worry about that later. We're getting closer.
It was superfluous for him to mention that. The sound of the Muti raiding party was now loud, and its direction easy to trace. As Harvey had surmised, they were heading straight through the only viable path that led through the forest, beaten down by several generations of travelers to and from the sites of the underground bill's entrances. They were now trampling the undergrowth flat, the Sun Children chanting and loosing shots into the air with no thought of stealth. Other clumsy and high-pitched voices were mixed in with the chanting, arrhythmic and confused. These were unmistakably the Stickies, carried along by the Sun Children, hyped up to a fever pitch of destruction.
How many of the fuckers?
Can't see from here. We need to get nearer if we can.
Jack moved forward.
Let me see. Better chance on own.
Downey nodded consent, and Jack was gone, vanishing into the undergrowth in front of the group with barely a ripple of foliage, as though he had never been there. The chanting grew painfully loud as Jack skipped across the creepers, dodging the raised tree roots and climbing up one of the stunted trees in order to raise himself higher, hoping to gain a better perspective. He could see them, but not clearly enough. Leaping from one bough to another, he traversed 3 more trees before he could get a clear view of them. He suppressed the urge to whistle. There were 15 Sun Children that he could count, plus 28 to 30 Stickies. It was hard to be accurate as they moved about in a milling, frenzied crowd. This meant that the total sec force was outnumbered by more than 2 to 1. Scanning the Muti party once more, Jack guessed that they had maybe a dozen blasters among them. He was about to skip back into the forest from his position when something on the far side of the cleared path caught his eye. He showed himself a little more as he identified the waving branches as the movements of Dean on the other side. The youngster had obviously had the same idea as Jack. Their eyes met across the roof of foliage. Jack signaled 10 to Dean, indicating that they should both attack after 10 minutes tracking the party. Dean nodded, then was gone. Jack grinned, teeth drawn back in a predatory smile, then returned to his group.
Well?
Once the albino had explained the position, Downey nodded.
Okay, we'll trail them and then go for it. If we take them from behind, it'll buy us that extra few fractions of a second.
Maybe more. The Stickies will be too freaked to react that quickly. Good call.
Thanks for the praise.
As they moved off, Christy noticed Alien casting a quizzical eye over the sec man. obviously bemused by his comment to Ryan a few moments before. Her hair coiled tight, and she knew it had nothing to do with the current chase. Mildred faced Harvey with anger blazing in her eyes.
What the hell do you mean leaving?